What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show here with Dwayne Simpkins, American Eagles here out of the Patriot League. Coach, good having the show, man, up there in D.C. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Coach, I want to ask you the first question I want to ask you, man, is I like to ask guys this who are in the coach feel like you are, man. What point in your career of playing ball and been around the game of basketball, did you want to get into coaching? Like, what was your trigger for you to want to get into coaching?
You know, probably for me, man, it was you know, through some of the great coaches that I've had in the past, you know, Morgan Wooten, who was Hall of Fame high school coach, winning his high school coach of all time, Hall of Famer. You know, he was more than just a coach. He was also a big time teacher, not just the game of basketball, but the game of life. And then having Gary Williams, another Hall of Fame coach who coached me at the University of Maryland. You know, those experiences that I had with them, I think, planted some seeds in me. But quite honestly, when I came out and I was done playing, as I was concluding playing, my first thought was to get into sports broadcasting. That's something that I always wanted to do. And I dibbled and dabbled in that. I thought I was pretty solid at it. But there was nothing like it didn't get my juices flowing, man, like being in the action. You know, I think being a coach is just an extension of being a player from back in the day and everything, man. You know, every single day you got to win, you got to lose. That's kind of what precipitated to me for me, man. And then obviously working with young people, man, and getting a chance at this particular point in their life and their journey of becoming a man, I think is really, this period of time is really instrumental in terms of helping them develop to be the best possible human beings that they can be, best students that they can be, and potential husbands for the future.
No doubt, Coach. And you know why it's funny you say that, Coach, because about 2 days ago, I was on the bench with a team here, and I hadn't felt that winning juices in a long time. I was honorary coach for the day, right? And I was doing stats and charting stuff, was going because my dad's a coach too. So I was doing that, and I got told, I said, I ain't felt this buzz like this. I was in college playing myself. So being back on the bench again, and we're down by 18, coach, came back and won overtime. So it was one of them games. I hadn't felt that juice in over 16 years.
It's an exhilarating
feeling. So just that feeling, one day being on already coach, man, like, I know what you mean by that. Because on the broadcast side, like, it's cool and all. I don't win or lose, but you don't have that same juice when we actually in action every night there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ain't nothing like it, man.
No doubt, coach. And I ask this, man, for you, like, what are the pillars of your program? Like, what are the kind of pillars you build your program on, and what kind of young man you want to have these qualities, like integrity and accountability? What kind of things do you worry about when a guy wants to play for American? What do you want them to be about?
Yeah, our four core values are character, work ethic, toughness, and humility. You know, we go out and we evaluate prospects, and we're evaluating all four of those things. You know, you can be really, really talented and you check three of those four boxes, it's not going to work. You know, you got to check all four of them. And it's not just the prospect themselves. It's also their families. You know, I tell people all the time, man, they talk about recruiting and everything. I'm like, we're evaluating the parents and those people who are in their circle as well, because the character of those people are also going to be who's coming to our campus when that young man is in our program. And if it's all about little Jimmy and not the team and having no understanding of where he fits in our program, it's not going to work, you know? So, you know, we try to do as much due diligence as possible in identifying those things through the recruiting process. And it's not just talking directly with the prospect. It's talking with the family. It's talking with the high school coach, the AAU coach. You know, if you get a chance to go to the school, you know, grabbing a janitor, you know, people who are around the program, around the school, talking to teachers and getting an in-depth view into who that prospect really is.
Coach Simpkins, in this world that we live in, I know you got some fresh freshmen on your roster. So talk about how important it is to still recruit young freshman players despite this thing called basketball to be old and stay older, but also having young men in the pipeline who you can develop and really have to replace the older guys in the program, because I know this how it is in our game. It's like, hey, we want to always stay old, but you got some freshmen on your roster who you can develop and really mold it into your culture even more.
Yeah. You know, if I were at a, you know, Power 4, Power 5 school or whatever, I would probably adopt a different way of thinking. But here in the Patriot League, and specifically here at American, you know, we got a quality education, quality school here for young men to get an education. And those young men and their families are not committing to American because they're seeking NIL opportunities. You know, we'll have an opportunity to do some of those things, but they're not making a decision solely on the dollars. So for me, in the longevity of our program, I'm looking long-term is, you know, right now, like we got six freshmen coming in next year. Like, we're going to be really, really young next year, but they're talented. And I'm really big on development. For me, ideally, you know, we'll take some lumps next year. We'll win some games, we'll lose some games. But the following year, you know, if we can keep this core group intact, I think we can be really, really good. So, you know, for us here at American, man, like, it's not so much of recruiting transfers. You know, if that opportunity arises and we need it, so be it. But, you know, I'm in year two right now of a 5-year contract, and I want to think long term and big picture with this.
100%, coach. And also, like you said, coach, you mentioned very well, but very important, rather, that in this environment, you got to really know who the guy is, relationship-wise, what his end game, what his agenda is, because, you know, it's so much stuff out there. When you and I played, it wasn't social media out there. You got to be pulling at you, telling you should be doing this, doing that. And so taking that patient approach and having young men buy in, hey, we're here to develop you as a young man to play, get you stronger on and off the floor, and just trust the process. I don't use the six, process that we're going to be all right, we're going to be good. So I think you're doing a hell of a job with that, because this environment is always immediate gratification. Like, we just want to win that today, not have a true program per se.
Yeah. And I'm really fortunate, man. I got a great administration who is in alignment with my vision long term for the program. And again, you know, this is so new to us, the whole NIL landscape. You know, this is something that, you know, maybe a year or two from now is different, right? Because we got some really talented freshmen, and, you know, they one or two of them plays well against Ohio State or whoever, and Ohio State's coming with a big bag of money, and you know we will have to make adjustments. You know, but until that time, this is kind of the model that we're going to follow.
And coach, 14-10 on the year so far, 8-1 at home, 8-3 in the Patriot League, a tough league you're in, man. I know Matt Rangel very, very well. He's off in Colgate, always a tough character to play those guys, man. But talk about the Patriot League as a league, man, and how tough it is, and how those people just really watched the quality of basketball in your league, because it's very, very tough every night.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure you ask any coach in any league, they're going to say that league is really, really tough and everything. But, you know, us specifically, man, like you mentioned Matt Langle at Colgate, you know, he's been the standard bearer in our our league, you know, for the last 5 years. They won the championship, multiple NCAA tournament appearances. You know, Matt's done a hell of a job with his program. But even within our league, man, we've got so many really, really good coaches. And each and every night, it's something a little bit different. You know, some are going to play more inside out, some are going to play more outside in, some are going to be in transition a little bit more, some are going to double the post, you know. So each and every night, man, against each team, you're going to have to, as a coach, you know, you're going to have to adjust and prepare your team accordingly. And then up and down rosters, man, like everybody's got, you know, two or three players that like can really change the game. We got several 7-footers in our league that are really talented, you know, a couple of them that stretch the court and shoot three. We've got one in Matt Rogers. He's not a 7-footer, but 6'9", almost 6'10", who's shooting the ball, you know, at almost a 50% clip from three, 55% from two. So each and every night, man, you're going to have some really good players and going against really good coaches.
No doubt. And coach, did we put together your non-league schedule? Did you put together with the idea of trying to find different styles that you will see in conference play, because you want to be this time of year, you've seen everything. You've seen how to guard these different actions, what people are running. So was that kind of your process, trying to find different styles of play in the non-league play to show your team what they'll see come Patriot League time?
Yeah, there's some thought with that, obviously. You know, sometimes some things are unavoidable. You know, we gotta bring a certain amount of money for our program or for our athletic department. And do I want to go play Carolina? No. You know, we're not gonna face another Carolina in our league. But you know, it's a great experience for our guys. You know, to go to places like that. But when you start to talk about some of the leagues that may be, say, a half a step or one step above us, you know, A-10, going up against St. Joe's is really good, because it gives us a chance to go into a hostile environment, longer, more athletic players, and to kind of see where we stand. And more importantly, those games prepare us for Patriot League play, right? You know, we know what it's like to, you know, be down 12 with 8 minutes to go on the road. Hey, they've got a really good shooter score in Eric Reynolds. You know, we got to make sure we do a good job on him. You know, that's going to translate into our league as well. So, yeah, there's definitely some, you know, conscious thoughts of how we construct our non-conference schedule. But, you know, more important than anything, man, it's like, do the dates align? Hey, we need a game on December 1st. We need to get 85K for it, whatever the case may be. All these things kind of have to align themselves.
No doubt, coach. And you played some close games early already. And talk about that, because you really can't say we can do 6 minute, 4 minute drill in practice, but it's not the same as with a live body and referees and different teams. So getting that experience now, playing some close games early in the year, as the games become more important through February into March, you can kind of coach and teach to. So next time they'll execute that free throw block out, that rotation, that close out, so you can win the game. Those little small things that are in the box score that affect winning.
Yeah, those things are huge, man. Like you say, you can kind of construct those things in practice and go over them, and just to have a foundation of what you want to do. But not until those lights are on and bullets are flying, so to speak, and the referees on the court, do you actually get a chance to go through it. You know, we had a double overtime loss to UMBC here at home. We had an overtime win against GW in the A-10 here at home. You know, we were down 7 points with 34 seconds to go against Lehigh a week and a half ago. We, you know, hit a buzzer beater. So, you know, those experiences, man, they come organically, and they're really, really valuable for, you know, the Patriot League championship game or playoff games. Like, our guys, they know what it's like to be in that situation in a game versus just practice.
No doubt. And also, Coach, doing a good job sharing the basketball. You have multiple guys in double figures. So talk about how important it is to have optionality offensively so teams can just key in on one person. They can just roll the defense to one guy. You got other guys that can score the ball confidently, and they're sharing the sugar, per se, and everybody getting involved, which we do. You and I both know from playing the ball. The ball has energy. If you get the ball, I'm going to defend hard early in the football. Get the ball. It's just human nature. It should be that way. Where's human nature?
Yeah. No, we, you know, we work a lot on ball handling, passing, shooting from an offensive perspective. And there aren't any guys on our roster, quite honestly, that we say, hey, no, you're not you can't shoot, you know, because you can't. You know, we work on it every single day. Obviously, some guys shoot it better than others. Within our offense, those guys know where they're going to get their shots, and they know who's a better shooter. You know, we get a kick out, you know, you may want that guy who's shooting 48% to shoot that one. But if he's at 38 and he knows he's got a 45 right to him, he'll kick it for one more pass, you know. But I think we, again, that goes to the humility that we talk about. And one of the core values in our program is understanding what's not just a good shot, what's the great shot. And I think it plays out when you talk about scenarios like that.
100%. And also, you're doing a good job batting the basketball. 11 turnovers a game, which is good. You know, it's only five and a half. But I know you probably won't get that lower. But at least they ain't live ball turnovers. Hopefully not. You can't transition. So talk about how important it is to value that basketball, not turning over so we can get shots, opportunity to crash the board and rebound the ball and get back on defense and try to stop people.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, man. Like, you know, anytime you can – get more shots than the other team, you give yourself a chance to win. So, you know, limiting the other team on their offensive rebounding, you getting a couple yourself, but more importantly, just taking care of the basketball. You know, we work on ball security drills every single day in practice. We know within the offense that there's certain things we don't do. You know, we don't jump off of 1 foot. Everything's got to be off of 2 feet. We pick up with 2 hands, pass with the outside hand. Those things, you work on them every single day since July. And, you know, you hope that they take root and it stays with us. But like you say, our goal is to be less than 12 turnovers a game. We've done a pretty good job with that so far. And we just got to continue to do it. But it's huge, man. Anytime you can not throw the ball to the other team, especially those pick sixes where they just get steals and they get run out layups. Those, if you're going to get a turnover, throw it out of bounds. You know, take a 5 second count, 3 second count. Like, let's get a chance to set our defense.
No doubt, 100%. And you know what, Coach? It's fun in the race you all have in the Patriot League. I know we're going to take it one game at a time, but it's fun to be in competition where it's bunch of them at the top and go either way. And keeping your team and getting 1% better every day. So how keeping them focused, like on Lehigh today, tomorrow, then you got Lafayette on Monday. So about that process of keeping guys mentally, not looking at the standings first, but just worrying about today's practice, today's walkthrough, and today's game.
You know, it just comes through you know, what you emphasize every day. And for us, it's like you just actually mentioned it, we just get 1% better every day. You know, we focus on the process. We don't focus so much on the end result. You know, being a part again, you know, Coach Wooten was really big on my life. And one of the big things that he was all about was, you know, the results are going to take care of themselves. The process is the most important thing. And lose yourself in the process, for lack of a better term. And I think, you know, I've got a great support staff. I've got a great staff, man. They echo those sentiments. You know, it's one thing when the head coach says it, but it's not reinforced by the, you know, the assistant coaches and the support staff. But we are all on the same page in terms of echoing that same sentiment, that and having that ethos throughout our program.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this. I'm curious to ask you this question because, you know, you all kind of play with one day prep. So how do you structure your practice week to try to, you know, not overload the guys, trying to maybe get some in for that second team on the one day prep, or you just kind of focus on that first day and we'll worry about the other team on the off day in between?
That's a great question. You know, we go Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, you know, we play Wednesday on Thursday, especially this time of year, man. And we're in February now. We're not coming in on Thursday and doing a 2 hour practice. You know, Thursday would be a recap film-wise of the Wednesday night's game. It'll be a slight introduction in terms of personnel into the upcoming game on Saturday. and we'll get out and we'll do some 5-on-0 stuff. We'll get up and down the court and some, you know, 3-man weave type stuff, full court shooting, just to get the blood flowing, but not as much bone on bone. If it's probably no bone on bone, you know, competing the day after that Wednesday game. Friday is going to be an abbreviated practice, but we are going to go bone on bone. We're going to get up and down. You know, that practice is probably going to go, including stretching and everything, it's going to go an hour 20, hour 25 minutes. And on that day as well, we'll dive into specifics of what their defense does and what their offense does and the things that are going to be key to us going into that game. And within that practice, we'll work on those fundamentals to attack that defense. You know, if they're in a drop, we're going to work on, you know, pocket passes, you know, corner empty, I call them corner empty pocket passes. Hey, this team's going to be a hard hedging team. Hey, how do we go against it? Are we going to kick it ahead? Are we going to have a quick throwback and try to dive the ball to the post? Hey, this team is a really good transition offensive team. Hey, we're not going to use 30 minutes working on transition, but within the flow of our offense, we got to hit on the fact that, hey, we got to sprint ourselves back and we got to load to the ball and stop the ball and things like that. So that's kind of a quick synopsis of what it looks like for us.
No doubt. And you know, I said, at least you had those signs to prepare. But you know what, Coach, I also want to tell you, thank you for doing the show. It's fun to talk to you. It really is. I hope we're talking again in March after you win the Patriot League.
That'd be great.
So I hope we do it again in March, Coach. It was fun to chat with you. And when the next time we're in D.C., I know it's a tough trip for this time. Well, we can catch you, man, when we come up there, man. See you with your Wizards, man.
We would love to have you, man. Anytime. I appreciate the time, man, for you spending together and everything. And good luck on your travels up to D.C. tomorrow, man.
Thanks, Coach. Put in so much, Coach. It was fun, man.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.